Ladies and gentlemen, after a 5-month hiatus.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Many steaks have been cooked. Many words have been said.
I just want to say something real quick. I am so excited. And then she came back and she said, "Can you just not hide it?" Oh. And I said, "I'm about to lose control and I think I like it."
But eventually, all roads lead to home.
Country roads, take me home.
This is the return of the Glitter Squirrels Podcast. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views and opinions of this podcast sponsors.
Activate countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Warning.
The following podcast is not recommended for listeners under 17.
So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide and say, "Give it to me straight, I can take it."
I almost forgot, fellow babies.
Booger. If any of our material offends you, send us your address, and we will mail you a snowflake care package, including tissues, tampons, and more. You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels. And now, here are your hosts, DJ Slim and John Hall.
And it is so good to be home.
Welcome home. Can you believe it?
Man, dude, 5 months.
5 months.
Five months.
5 months. I've been working at the Roadhouse. Six.
Man.
6 months at the Roadhouse. Look at me go. I am a fry daddy. I'm somebody's fry daddy.
So we are, we've kind of, we're doing a little different thing tonight.
Yeah, normally, we're actually going back to old school.
Right.
Or new old school.
Right. Normally we would have like one microphone and both of us would be like hunkering together to share it.
We have stepped it up, haven't we?
We have stepped up our game quite a bit.
We are social distance with good microphoneage.
Right.
I feel sorry for that window.
You've got a Shure PG-52. I've got an Electro Voice RE-20.
And we're going to let you decide later, and we're going to send one lucky couple on an all-expense-paid vacation to Hawaii. When we become a free nation again.
You're right.
Yeah, before the Democrats start calling all the shots for us.
When the United States returns back to fucking normal.
Oh, yeah, right. How about that?
Oh,
good holidays? How were the holidays?
The holidays were awesome,
I don't want everybody to turn off the radio right now because we just went... We went from like good holidays to eat.
Yeah, yeah. I spent my holiday here at home, man.
That's nice. I know what it's like to be away from home.
Let me just kind of, kind of bring into perspective. I've got no hard feelings against Nick Himes and Skullface Records and things like that. Nick is still a very good friend of mine. We still talk on the regular.
Right. Yeah.
We just had different dreams, man.
Well, right. I mean, but that's okay. I mean,
it happens. It's business. Yeah. And I get that. And it, that's one thing I can say about Nick. He never let business get in the way of friendship.
Well, yeah, they don't call it music friendship.
Yeah.
Or they don't call any kind of business with a friendship anything friendship. It's
right.
It's always like, it's a business.
Right.
And, it's like that. Yeah.
I learned a lot of cool shit, man.
And you will work in a quote unquote label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be learned there.
Yep.
I came in the ass and bag when I met you in radio. I'd been on the other side of like music forever and a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came into radio, I realized there was nothing but one big advertising newspaper with some music played in between commercials. Basically, you sell commercials.
This segment brought to you by Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah. But I mean, it was cool because I learned a whole different,
Yeah.
The hustle and bustle of radio. Hey, we're going to get up. We're going to go to a radio station. I'm going to talk to us. Oh, boy. And that's what we did a lot of because we usually hung over. But we're
drinking Gatorade in the fucking studio.
Man, you got to do a lot of cool shit. You got to jam with some cool people.
I did, man.
A lot of people can't say that.
Dude, I met some.
I got
cool,
to jam like, with the pitcher for the Braves. Played drums for us.
That's
neat.
Yeah, Chase Johnson Mullins. He was
Chase a Johnson pitcher. Mullins. He sounds he like a porno pitcher. Star.
For
he's gonna come kick my ass.
He might. He's like 6'8" and about 340 pounds.
Is that it?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
What's his nickname? Cornstalk?
But no, he was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. And he
that's
was
nice. So you had a good summer and you had a good fall?
Yeah, man. I came back for a couple of weeks, in August, and we did the Hashing It Out show that was season one. We might as well officially take this and market season two.
Pretty much.
Since we're back.
Yeah, and we're back in new digs. Look around.
Right.
We're not new digs. We're still in the bunker in L.A., Lower Ashley.
Right, right. We're still in the bunker.
We have better gear.
Right.
We got powered subs now. We got everything going from here to there. Mm-hmm. We're all mixed out now.
Mm-hmm.
So we sound like Russ Limbaugh and all his weenies.
Check this out.
Check it out.
There was a dude. He wrote a song.
Is it song time with Slim? Is that what
it is song time with Slim.
I think the last time we got to do one was 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
This is the same guy.
Oh, okay. Are you shitting me? See,
no.
I know him all too well.
But he caught lightning in a jar, dude. He caught lightning in a jar and ended up writing a song, and it's called Pallets Full of Ballots.
Pallets full of ballots. And you know that's going to lead us up to a really we're going to ease into that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ease right in there. Like
I'm in the process of typing it into YouTube.
That's
right
okay.
Now,
yeah.
So I can play it.
We got all this stuff going on now. We went from one screen to three. Went to one microphone to two.
Yes.
And everyone's got to stand, so there's no
right.
I went to sleep, Trump had the lead. How the hell did we go from election day to election week? The pollsters got it wrong again, they must have been confused. But I tell y'all about shit myself when I turn on the morning news. Cause they found pilots in the ballots at 3 a.m. All the way from Georgia to Michigan. They took the caps off of their Sharpies. That sweet, he got just what he needs. They found just enough folks to get sleepy jungle. He said, come on, man, I hope you'll be your sport. Donald Trump said, fuck that shit, I'll see your ass in court. Bring those pallets from the ballots found at 3 a.m. All the way from Georgia to Michigan. But it doesn't matter, cause they found pallets from the ballots at 3 a.m. All the way from Arizona to Wisconsin. They want us to bend over so they can fuck us again. It's pallets full of ballots, that's the only way they'll win. It's pallets full of ballots, all for nobody. God bless Donald Trump.
Something definitely went awry, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
You go to bed, sure wake up, and you don't get to see anything. We're just going to tell you what's up.
Yeah. And, you know, that was Austin Foreman, by the way, folks.
Yeah, Austin Foreman.
The song
yeah,
was
Austin
called Foreman Pallets Full of Ballots.
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
But yeah, he's 20 bucks is 20 bucks. He was also the Tiger King guy.
Right.
He
what's
did,
her name?
Carol Baskins. That bitch, Carol Baskins.
Yeah, see, I had it backwards.
Yeah.
I kind of went in there dyslexic on that one. But I was in the ballpark. I was in the right area.
Right, right. So, anyway, yeah, I think he sums it up perfectly, man. It's like we all went to sleep. Trump had the lead. And then when we woke up, everybody's like, no, president. Joe Biden's the fucking president.
Yeah, there's a big window there. Yeah. I like the guy on CNN that, like, pulled up live time, and they had a bunch of numbers for Trump. And then in a split second, all them numbers bounced over to Biden's ticker.
Mm-hmm.
So that was half the fun about watching the election, was watching the numbers change.
Yeah.
I sat there for 2 hours going, how come nothing's moving?
Yeah.
It was like the air in Ironton.
Mm-hmm.
Just stagnant.
Just awful. He said the air in Ironton.
So it don't move.
Right.
And so, yeah, I got up and I was like, and it was still too early to call 24 hours later.
Yeah.
What kind of clock are they on? Like,
right.
48? They don't do double shifts. They do triple shifts.
What he said in the song. How the fuck did we go from election day to election week?
Well, I mean, you know what? I'm fine with that because I smell bullshit.
Right.
And I can't help it. And I know a lot of people might go,
I'm smelling bullshit, too.
Listen, folks, you don't spend 2 years on the road running around from here to the total West Coast and see nothing. Really not much support for the Biden guy.
You're right.
Now, I'm not trying to stir up the shitter. I don't care. That's great.
Yeah.
But you know what? For, like, every, say, I talk to 20 people, 30 people, I might meet two people that kind of like Biden.
I'm not a fan of him.
And just driving up and down the interstates and everything like that, I didn't see much support for the guy, you know? I just didn't. So it don't make sense to me.
Right.
Hey, no wonder. He didn't need the campaign. He already knew he was winning. He already knew he was winning.
This guy sums it up great.
I'm going to try to explain in 60 seconds what will happen if President Trump does not concede the election. The concession speech that normally yields power is one of the most important parts of the election. If the loser decides not to give a concession speech, there's a couple legal things that take place. Power is not officially yielded. So what happens when the candidate decides not to yield? Mind you, this has only happened two times in history, in the early 1800s and in the early 2000s. At that point, the Constitution officially kicks in. Basically, in a nutshell, the electoral and the popular vote completely go out the window. It's almost as if the election never took place. If the court cannot decide on a verdict, the election gets passed over to the House of Representatives, Congress. This is according to Amendment 12 of the Constitution. Now, you may say that's an easy win for Biden because there's 475 people in the House, and the majority is Democrat. Well, according to the Constitution, each state representative gets a vote. And out of 50 states, 37 of those states are Republican. If all 37 states vote to keep Donald Trump, then Trump's in for four more years.
First time, you still see a lot of back and forth on Facebook about it right now.
Oh, yeah.
You remember how
and the news media is telling people, hey, if you want to get behind our president-elect, you need to go to Georgia because all the votes haven't been counted down there yet.
Yeah, they're having a big problem down there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just kind of comical that Pennsylvania's like, they something so bad up there, they just don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
They're trying to, like, throw it here, and they don't. It's... Yeah. But I can't wait to see how it plays out, man. You talking about pay-per-view?
Right.
I'm all up on this one.
Speaking of pay-per-views.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
See the fight?
Oh, well, I didn't. I saw the fight post. But
I didn't see it. I forgot all about it.
It ended in a fucking draw. It ended in a fucking draw.
Mike Tyson's fight?
Yes, Mike Tyson's fight.
No way.
Ended in a fucking draw.
How's that happen? I thought he'd kick the guy's ass in about five rounds.
I thought so too, but it ended in a fucking draw.
It was our uncles fighting.
Right?
Come on, you old bastard.
Snoop Dogg was the clear winner of the fight.
Snoop.
And let me show you why.
Yes, with some Mike Tyson sauce. Short rib shots hurt. They take all your air out of you. Roy got a bunch of padlocks with him. He brought about 100 padlocks to lock Michael up. Every time he get ranked.
Put him in the straitjacket. So you're not going nowhere.
Hand me that padlock. He's in range.
But it's Tyson who appears to have those keys to victory.
Oh, my God.
Hand it down.
Lord have mercy.
Robinson.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Snoop, talk about dropping it like it's hot.
Definite medical attention for Nate Robinson. And again, Snoop,
we'll be back.
This is why you don't play boxing, brother.
There's two things you can't play. You can't play boxing, you can't play with this pimpin'.
This match ended in a draw.
Yeah.
So everybody was fucking pissed off because they're like, man, I fucking paid $50 to watch two boxers tie.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, that don't make no sense, man.
Right? The second fight was even bigger. It was hilarious, dude.
But I mean, yeah, but everyone probably watched that one, right?
Oh yeah,
this is like the old time. It's like watching REO open up for, like, you know,
it was a
Five Finger Death Punch.
It was a YouTuber.
It was like, what the hell?
His name was Nate Paul or Jake Paul or some shit.
Jake Ryan.
I don't know what his name was.
Dude,
but
that's from 16 Candles, the movie. Jake Ryan was the hot shit dude.
I don't know.
Now, look at it. There's our, yeah. Hey, son. Generation gap right
Hey,
here.
Speaking of generation gaps, so my daughter, my middle child, turns 18 next week.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to have two grown children. Two grown children.
I had a co-worker came back the other day. They were doing something at the roadhouse, and someone was going, he was like, how old are your daughters? And I was like, oh, they're like 32 and 20. It's like, no. I was like, yeah. Like, dude, how old are you?
Okay, so the second fight was Jake Paul, who is a very famous YouTuber, and Nate Robinson, who is a basketball player.
This was the second fight. People paid money to see this stupid shit.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
We're come to that now. So bored.
Right.
I'd pay $50
because we're bored in the house and we're in the house bored. Yeah.